Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Aloha. Today is Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. Hello, friends. My name is Mike O'Mara, and as you know, Rob is on vacation. I'm not sure why. I'm also out today focusing on my extensive charity work. But never fear, we have some wonderful content for you today. Stay tuned for a classic bonus show, free of charge. You will love what you are about to hear because the bonus show is freeform and rule-free. It's our favorite show of the week. I'm sure that today's offering will whet your appetite for more bonus content. So guess what? Hundreds upon hundreds of classic bonus shows are available to you at YouTube and, of course, at MikeOMaraShow.com. Please treat yourself and help us out. Thank you. Are you hearing the fucking dog? I'm going to get the dog in the crate. Fucking Stubby. God damn mother. Fucking dog. Okay. I fixed my dogs. This has been edited in. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you, and we'll see you in Vegas.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh! Look who's here. Been a while.
I'm so sorry. I was tardy. I was surfing Celebrity Jihad.
Oh, you want to say hi to Oscar Wayne?
Hi, Oscar.
Hola.
Hi, it's Wayne Newton.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm exhausted.
What is Celebrity Jihad?
It's a website where I think they Photoshop. They Photoshop naked bodies onto celebrity heads.
Like men or women?
I think it's primarily women.
What are you looking for when you go to Celebrity Jihad?
I just got done taking a look at a lovely, lovely Photoshop picture of Hayden Panettiere, and I thought it was fantastic.
You know what? This is
She's a talented young lady.
This is the bonus show, and I'd like to quote some. Mike is not here yet.
Fucking A, Bubba.
But I would like to say something. I'd like to quote Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
He said to me, he said, Rob, it's not always about putting your right hand on your dick.
That's true. You know, I totally agree.
Now, can you speak to that, Wayne?
Surfing the internet, as I'd love to tell Oscar Santana, is not exclusively about masturbation.
Really?
It's about the female form and appreciating artwork done by computer-generated graphics.
Really?
Yes, Rob.
Have you ever done any erotic modeling?
Back in the days, when right before I worked on The Lucy Show.
I remember.
I think I may have posed on Hollywood and Vine for a particular photographer that was unscrupulous. Yes!
Did you ever pose with your brother Jerry?
Jerry, I wanted to kick his ass.
I know you hated Jerry Newton.
I fought him.
Like, why?
We fought because we were rivals. And we were
you were
rivals.
What?
We were the Newton boys. And we were such. Jerry Newton was, he was a taskmaster, and I grew to hate him.
Yeah, but
and
you were...
I studied karate.
You were
for
the talent.
For one reason, I wanted to kick Jerry's ass.
But you were the talent.
Yes.
You
yes,
were the front man.
And I still am.
When did, when did the rivalry start?
When we were siblings in the womb, practically.
Oh, did he date Candida?
We weren't twins, though.
No, you weren't twins.
He was my older brother.
Yeah, you're
older. And I want my older brother. And I wanted to kick his ass.
Now, you come from Virginia, so
yes,
this
yes.
is nice to have
oh,
you back.
He's from Virginia?
That is why...
Oh, you're from Virginia?
And that's why this is a sad day for me, and that's why I came to tell everyone that I have...
Did you bring your news story?
I have ended the fight. Perhaps it's best if I simply read the AP story.
Oh, yes, and this is from the Associated Press.
The bitter...
Hold it. No, no, no. You got to get a running start on. You can't start like that.
With a bitter...
No, it's still no good. What if you took a sip of water?
Please.
Okay. Wayne Newton, everybody. Las Vegas legend.
With a bitter legal fight nearly over, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton, is moving from...
That's you!
...is moving from his estate of 45 years.
Yeah.
Casa de Shenandoah.
It was, Wayne, if I can jump in, a showplace.
I'm moving to another mansion. About a mile away.
So you're really only
really?
Moving a mile?
I'm downsizing from a 40-plus acre spread to a lowly $3 million Hubble.
Well, that's it.
And several adjacent properties totaling 20 acres.
So
and
you're moving from 30 acres to 20 acres?
Well, the important thing for me was room for all my fucking animals.
I understand. You know, Wayne, while I have you, and sure, we can get back to the story. It's on
peacocks, the horse, the guinea hens.
Top of mind.
How about Charlie the penguin. Don't forget Charlie the penguin.
And your Arabians.
Yeah, and my Arabian stallions, which are almost all gone due to the auction.
Yeah. Yeah. Top of mind.
Due to the bankruptcy proceeding.
Top of mind for me.
Yes.
What about that story you made up about seeing the ghost of Elvis?
Well, it was not a made-up story.
Well, it was.
At one point, I was performing on stage. I think it was the Sands. And I looked into the audience, and next to the follow spot,
spot. You're using showbiz, the spotlight.
Next to the follow spot, well, spotlight for the novices that don't know show business. Next to the follow spot, I believe, I saw outlined in a halo the ghost of Elvis Presley.
Now, since Elvis passed,
yes,
you've been trying to somehow fabricate a story that fabricate a story.
Connect yourself.
Connect myself. What is it, boys?
Elvis,
you're losing your head.
Elvis didn't like you.
No, he didn't.
So,
and I didn't like him.
Really?
I have to admit something.
Oh. Oh, he took off his showbiz glasses.
I'm going to get a little emotional.
He always does this.
Wouldn't you say you're winning because you're still alive and Elvis is dead?
This is true, but there may have been a time in my career when I was performing at the Hilton in Las Vegas that I prayed for Elvis's death.
You did what?
I prayed for Elvis's death.
Well, that's evil.
I'm so very
this
sorry.
Is why you lost the mansion.
But I know you've got to get on with your game. It's academic. And I think it's going to be fantastic. But let me simply say, for those that are interested,
yes,
I'm going to do just fine. I'm a fighter, and my new two-story house will have 3 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, a swimming pool, a spa, 3 fireplaces, covering more than 9,000 square feet.
Don't you think at your age you should have probably gotten a one level?
You know, you know why this is going to be a special house?
Why?
It was formerly owned by Norbert Ellman.
Who?
The producer of Crazy Girls.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good afternoon, Chef. I'm the census taker.
Well, you got me at a busy time.
Oh, it'll only take a few moments. Now, where were you born?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Win... How do you spell that?
W-O... Woof. Make it Lake Erie. I got an uncle there.
What was your family decomposed of?
Well, I'll tell you. There was a litter of 3, and I was the one they kept. Hey!
Why, you... Pardon me, stranger. I'm the census taker. Where were you born?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Winnipesaukee? How many in the family?
I was one of a litter of 3.
No, don't tell me you're the one they kept.
No, I'm the one they threw away.
Oh!
Hey, what's the idea? I saw him first.
Oh, you did?
Give me my 4 cents.
Would you take 5?
Oh, a bonus, sure.
Yeah, okay, well, Lake Winnipesaukee, huh?
Oh!
One of a litter of 3, huh?
Oh! Oh!
A 3-litter man, eh?
Oh! Oh, thanks. I never would have got out without you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Lake Winnipesaukee. I had to go. It's from No Census, No Feeling.
Hopefully I will be not too wet when I arrive at Lake Winnipesaukee.
Well, how excited are you?
Tuesday evening. It's going to be a rather wet ride next week.
Soggy.
I've been informed of that as I ride up to Lake Winnipesaukee with Jimmy Cerrito.
Now, have you or will you invest in rain gear?
I have rain gear.
Do you?
Yeah, I have cheap rain gear. But,
well, you can't have the cheap.
You have to get the cheap. I have the cheap. I have cheap rain gear.
What about the expensive?
The expensive, I don't want to spend. And the expensive, so I get the cheap.
But you know what's going to happen with the cheap?
What's that?
It's going to rip.
It's going to rip. It's going to tear.
It's going to have to last many miles, and it's going to rip and fall off.
Well, that's neither here nor there, because this is the bonus hour number...
135.
135, and we are here to play a game. Because of high school graduations and college graduations everywhere, we have chosen to play one of America's favorite comedy game shows.
Comedy?
Regular. It's Academic. That's Woo! Right. And it's Academic. Rob, tell us about the rules. How is this game going to work
well,
today?
Well, Mike, we'd be remiss if we did not mention, I think it's in its 51st season on NBC and DC.
I rarely watch.
But when
you
do,
watch a lot, don't you?
I do. I love it. I'm not so much now that Mac has left.
Do you watch now that they have that that man woman that's hosting
it?
Don't
worry.
No, actually, I thought I remember I said a long time ago I thought she was an attractive woman.
My cousin boned her.
He did?
Yeah, you don't know that for a fact.
I do.
You don't know. You can't throw that out there.
I know it for a fact.
You can't throw that out
there. He boned everybody.
Was it great?
He broke up with her, so it wasn't that great.
Well, you know, some of them can be great. Yeah. And you know,
I won't throw his name under there, but if you want to do the detective work, he was a coworker of Lowell Melser at one point.
Yes,
don't know if he boned him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, there's something about her that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, not sexy when she's messing up the questions.
Did she mess up the questions?
Mac never messed up the questions.
See, I don't care about that as long as she's boxed.
No, well, she can be boxed. You know what? She'll never be boxed. She'll never be boxed, and Mike, what you need to do is respect the game show.
Yeah, let's move on with the game.
Sorry, I'm just looking at pictures of her.
Oh.
Do you have one you'd like to share?
No.
Is there a picture of her and my cousin?
Yeah. Nah.
By the way, my cousin's a man, just so you know.
Oh,
hey, look what comes up when I do a search for her.
Bethann
McBride.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, it's not like she ruined my life.
That's weird. Okay, let's play how do we play the game?
Well, we have our quizmaster, Mac McGarry.
Yes.
Or today will be played by Mark Ronick.
Mark Ronick.
Yay!
That's the end of the round.
There we go. That's the part that I told Mark to work on. That's the end of the round.
And he did great. I think he did great.
Nice.
Our contestants today, representing our high schools, what's your high school, Mike?
I will be playing for Glastonbury High School in Glastonbury, Connecticut, Rob.
Very good. I'll be playing for James Madison High School in Fairfax County.
I'll be playing for Sandy Springs. No, what is it? Sherwood High School.
You can't fucking remember your high school.
I went to two.
Oh, you poor last kid.
Which one did you go to more?
Good Counsel.
Which
one? You have to play for Good Counsel.
Oh, no, I hate him.
Which one did you graduate from?
Sherwood High School.
Sherwood High School is the one.
Sherwood High School in Sandy Spring, Maryland.
Very good. Zoolander, what high school are you going to be playing for?
Well, he's scorekeeping.
Hi, Zoolander.
How you doing?
Nice to see you.
You too.
Would you like to have your exchange that I always love so bad?
Not yet.
I understand you went to Europe, didn't you, Zoolander?
I did.
What towns did you visit?
Prague.
Yes.
Barcelona.
What country is Prague in?
Czech.
Hey,
what's the full name?
Czech Republic.
Okay, but he also went to another city. You were just going to say, what is it?
Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona.
Yeah. It was great. Fuck you, Rob.
It's like coming home. It's like that moment. It's that moment coming home.
Love
it. Is Pony playing?
Pony
yes, he is.
Playing.
Yep. What high school are you representing?
W.T. Woodson.
You sound like the juniors in high school.
I would like to do my impression of Pony now. Here we go. Ask me what high school I'm from.
And what high school are you playing for, Matt Bloom?
W.D. Woodson. There we go.
But that's what they're like on the show, kids.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors.
Yes.
Who's been our coaches?
I'd like to thank Mrs. Anderson. And the giant cashiers.
Hey, that's my giant.
That's the end of the round. Is Mac McGarry still alive?
He is.
Okay, what's he doing now, Rob?
Very little. Now, you know, we've both met him. He's a great guy.
He's on Celebrity Jihad.
Great Photoshop.
Look, you photoshopped naked pictures of Hayden
Panettiere. Oh, I thought you meant
that's the end of the vagina.
I thought you were saying that there were pictures of him on Celebrity Jihad.
No, not Mac McGarry.
No, great broadcaster.
Not that I wouldn't like to look at him. Anyway, so how does the game work?
There are questions and there are answers. And the first round is just a normal round-robin round.
And we go to each individual?
Yes. What's our first category, Mark?
First category is going to be geography.
Geography, and we start off with Glastonbury Junior High School, Mike O'Mara.
So how do we keep score?
20 points for a correct answer, no penalty in this round.
Okay, and I don't, it's like not buzzing in or anything.
No, you get
the question. The question is yours.
All right, I'm playing for Glastonbury High. I'm ready.
Are you ready with the scorekeeping?
Do I get multiple choice or do I have to just answer
the
question?
Just answer the question.
All right. Calm down, everybody,
okay.
For fuck's sake.
Mike.
Yes?
What tropic passes through Australia?
The Tropic of Cancer.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh.
Boo. Fuck this game.
Yeah, I know. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
And nobody steals. You want me to
nobody
just give
can
you
say
the
what is the
here?
What is the answer?
The answer is the Tropic of Capricorn.
Who doesn't know that?
Yeah, all right. Why do I think you're going to do really well in this game now?
Because I always beat you.
Yeah. No, you really don't, though. I've beaten you before.
Yes, you have, but that involved a stick. And then I said, I'm not going to answer as many crickets. So no points there.
All right, let's go.
What high school are you?
James Madison High School.
James Madison High School.
Home of the Vienna Metal Detector.
James Madison, Rob Spiewak.
Rob, who published The Ego and the Id in 1923?
The ego and the id. Would that be, I should know this, is it Sigmund Freud?
That is correct.
Yes. That's the fucking one. I get the Tropic of fucking Capricorn, and he gets a Sigmund Freud question.
Hold up. Was that geography, though?
No, I thought you said no, random questions geography all around.
Geography for the round robin round. So I do not get points for that. Yay! We need to go back.
Yay!
Don't like that.
That makes me happy.
Everyone gets geography on this one.
All right, so here you go, Rob. Okay. Your geography question.
Yes.
Where in the Americas is it only 47 miles from the Atlantic to the Pacific?
You mean the Atlantic or the Atlantic?
Atlantic.
Atlantic.
Hmm. The Atlantic to the Pacific in the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
I would say South America?
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
Central America. Panama Canal.
Panama Canal. That is correct.
Oh! Yeah, I don't get a point. Yeah.
You can't spell.
I found on It's Academic you can steal, though.
No, you can't.
No, it just
you
goes.
Can't. Okay, very good.
You can't spell canal without anal.
Let's go to Bolivia Central High.
No, it's a good council.
Oh,
no,
good
no,
council.
Sherwood High School.
Sherwood High School.
Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
Was Sherwood High School in a forest?
It was. All right, here we go.
It was built by the people at Viagra, Mike.
Sherwood High School. What body of water does the Yukon River empty into?
Yes, you are.
Oh, jeez. Sure I should know this. The last time I was on the Yukon, it goes into the Pacific Ocean.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, no points on the board.
The answer is the Bering Sea.
Who knows that?
Oh, yeah. The Bering's right.
All right, let's go to Pony Boy and W. Duh Woodson.
The Bering Sea is the womb that Todd Moore's into.
Yes.
Hey, what is the mascot at WT Woodson?
Oh, it's WT or WD?
WT.
That's right. I was thinking of the lubricant.
The D, Mike, stands for duh.
Right. WT Woodson. What's it? What does that stand for?
It's the Cavaliers.
No, but I mean, what is the W? What the fuck, Pony? What
is the
WT Woodson?
Yeah.
I mean, that's Wilbert Tucker.
I think he just made,
give him 10 points for that. By the way, Mike, I was a big fan of the W.T. Woodson Cavaliers because they would say at the football games, well, we might win, we might not. We don't care. We're the Cavaliers.
Cavalier attitude.
I don't know. You know, maybe right. We'll come and maybe we won't.
Good luck, Pony.
All right, Pony. What river does the Grand Coulee? Sorry.
What?
Are you turning it into Who's the Boss?
Dam?
Yes.
Grand Coulee.
Thank you. What river does the Grand Coulee Dam dam?
I have no idea.
You have to answer.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I wish Max said that.
Oh, geez.
pretend that we're not trying to get our wireless network up. You were trying to move a radio show along and just give some sort of answer.
Give an answer.
Colorado River.
Thank you.
Know.
There you go.
The
see, that was easy.
Is the Columbia.
Oh, if you would have gotten that right, that would have been
and
ballsy.
Mark? Say it.
That is the end of the round.
What's our score, Eric?
Zero across the board, Rob.
All right. For our next round, Rob.
And it's a bonus hour, Zoolander, so you can give him an FU anytime you want.
Great. Thank you.
For our next round, round Robin, Mark, what's the category?
Why don't we go with entertainment?
I like that.
Yeah.
And let's go to Glastonbury Junior High.
Hey, let's go, Jabari. Let's go. Let's go, Jabari. Let's go. Let's go, Jabari. Let's go.
You mean our old intern?
Yeah.
No, Jabari.
Who's Jabari?
G-Berry is what we used to say.
G-Berry.
Let's go, Jabari. Let's go. Let's go, Jabari. Let's go.
And what was your mascot?
Tomahawk.
Ooh. Oh.
That's
is that
nice.
Really appropriate?
Well, it's inappropriate like Redskins and all that other crap.
I think it's fine.
But we were the Glastonbury Tomahawks. I'm trying to think we had a mascot. Our band had blue blazers and straw hats. And
I bet they did.
Early 20s.
It was so much, it was not the early fucking 20s. I'm ready. What is
here
the category?
Here is your entertainment question.
I'm ready.
What instrument did Glenn Miller play?
Oh, this is right up your alley.
So easy.
Trombone.
You
right.
are correct.
Yay. He was America's favorite tromboner. That's good for 20 points.
Fantastic.
Rusty trombone. Great.
All right, Mr. Spiewak.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. James Madison High School.
Home of the Fighting Warhawks.
Hey, I'm going to hum a song. You tell me if you know the song.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun,
little
dun,
brown jug.
Don't. How did you do it? I didn't even do the real melody.
It's
I
the
was
bass
doing
line.
The intro.
I'll play it for you.
Oh, man, Little Brown Jug.
It's great.
I love this.
You know what made it brown?
It's academic.
No, this is. What we're doing is, you know what,
this
actually
is a little
it
Glenn, is. Glenn Miller history here for you, Oscar.
See, what happens is when they go to commercials on It's Academic, they have the really bad pep band come in, mm-hmm. and they play them into commercials.
This is was a song, I believe, that he wrote for his wife.
Yeah, and I'm really shocked if I don't have it.
Because he was a big fan of her Little Brown Jug.
Nice
that's
jugs.
Nasty. You know, that is 1940s, and that's too soon.
That is way too soon.
That's terrible. You don't have it?
I'm looking. I'm going to be very shocked if I
fail.
Don't have it. Oh, no, I do have it.
Here we go.
So fuck you.
The Little Brown Jug by the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Because we're going to spots now.
Okay, here
this
we go.
This is the Glastonbury Pep Band.
Probably you might remember the melody.
Yep.
You might remember this melody even if you're a young person. Glenn Miller Orchestra.
And okay. Applause to okay. the...
Can Oscar and Zoolander give me any more of a bullshit look than that?
Really?
My God.
I want to give a nod to the RCA Record Corporation for their wonderful restoration of this record. Sounds like shit.
It does. All right.
It's on compact disc.
It's time to move on now to Mr. Speewack.
Yes, Fighting Warhawks, James right. Madison High School.
Entertainment.
Principal Norman Brand.
What was Mae West's last film?
Oh, this is easy.
I could defer.
Principal Glastonbury High School, Theodore Bartolotta.
Hey, he's a run of the school.
I'm going to keep you in detention all day.
Who are you?
I'm a Theodore Bartolotta. How you doing?
What's the question?
The question is Mae West's last film.
I know the film in my head, and I'm having a hard time coming up with the title. I think it had Rex Reed. Is it Myra Breckinridge?
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, what was her last film?
Sextet.
Ooh.
Oh, with a lot of boning.
You should know that.
A lot of boning.
Boning.
In that one.
Boning.
Lots of boning.
Sherwood High School, The Fighting Warriors.
Very good.
Or The Warriors.
All right.
What about your other high schools that you got kicked out of?
The Falcons.
Did you get kicked out of high school?
Somebody say that.
It was a misunderstanding, Mike.
Yes. A language barrier.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. But he did great in Spanish.
Oscar, who said, I've never hated a man enough to give him his diamonds back?
Ooh, that's a black and white picture. Let me think about
no,
this.
I need more color.
You know the answer?
I think I do.
Ooh, Charlton Heston.
Yes, Charlton Heston.
Right. Charlton fucking Heston. It's Charlton Heston.
Oh, yeah. See, he's got a weird
Charleston
name.
Charlton Heston. Yeah, Jesus
He invented
Christ.
The dance, Mike. The popular 1920s dance.
When you give answers like that, I must admit I get frightened.
Yeah.
Charleston. Do you want to just guess, Rob, for the hell of it?
Yeah, I guess it was Liz Taylor.
No, the answer is Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh.
Very good.
Not as fuckable as Ava Gabor.
Time to go to W.T. Woodson and Ponyboy.
That's right. They're the Cavaliers, Mike. Named after the Chevy car.
But an endowment, you know.
All right, Pony Boy. What astronaut won $25,000 on Name That Tune?
Ooh. I have no fucking idea.
Well, and again, you have to.
You're the worst player ever.
You're not going to be ever
so
able to play
outside of my
You don't
realm.
Know one astronaut's name? You're a smart man.
Neil Armstrong.
I'm sorry, it's John Glenn.
You're close. Oh.
See, I was going to say Buzz Aldrin. Hey, and what is it, Mark?
It's the end of the round.
We're going to do one more 20-point round robin before we do the run the card category.
Oh, very exciting.
It is. Still 20-point questions. What's our score, Eric?
20 with Mike, 20 for Mike, and 0 for everyone else.
Okay. You know what? I think you get to the RJ Diaz school of giving the scores.
That is my, yeah, you know, try to give the scores in an entertaining manner.
Enthusiastic.
Yes. And what cities did you go in? You went to Barcelona.
Where is
you
that?
You went to Prague.
Spain, Rob.
Yes, it is.
Fuck you.
Parlay Espanol.
No habla.
Oh, my God. You're That's killing hilarious. Me. All right. What do we do now?
We need a new category, Mark. Right. What are we looking at?
Why don't we go with sports?
Sports is great. Right. And I think it's sports and leisure.
That's true.
There we are. Just very so exciting. You know. Yeah. All right. Playing is. For the Tomahawks.
All go right. Tomahawks.
Glastonbury Tomahawks.
Favorite teacher?
Favorite teacher, probably Mr. McGovern.
He would go on to be governor, right?
Yeah, George McGovern?
He was my Shakespeare teacher.
Oh, I see.
We would love to see you in tights.
I like Mr. McGovern. I like Mr. Marshall, but Mr. Marshall was one of the, you know, every high school had those teachers that were popular and they knew they were popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they were kind of, they it went to their heads. And
there was always
kind
of, rumors of them boning with like the hot chick.
Yeah, just, and there was always something a little odd. Like they were too popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
They loved high school too much. Yeah. You know, very abnormal.
Well, like we had an arts class, Mr. Merrill, who was now the principal.
Right.
Who would occasionally show up at Beach Week.
Really?
No. Like where the kids are supposed
like
to
Mr.
be.
Like Mr. Belding.
Yeah, that's a little bit like Mr. Belding. But not morbidly obese like Dennis Haskins.
Hey, how are you? How's Beach Week going? Hi, Gail. I thought I'd come down here and you know, on my drive down, I was kind of working it.
Oh. I see you're running.
Okay, Mike.
Get back to the game.
I see you're running.
Mike, what's a lacrosse ball made of?
Oh!
What is that noise about?
I don't know. I know.
Sounds like you just stepped on a lacrosse ball.
Well, it's a rubber. It's a very dense rubber ball.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
No, you won't.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's a very dense rubber ball, so I'm going
to
say rubber.
To win it.
I think I will give this to you. It's India rubber.
India rubber. I'm right.
Yeah.
That's it. Rubber is rubber.
It's rubber.
Let's go to the judges.
I think that was a very generous gift.
Well, yeah. Well, India rubber is rubber.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just.
It's also
different.
From a plant.
But it's rubber.
Rubber.
It's
it
rubber.
Is rubber.
And yeah. I have held a lacrosse ball, so I happen to know that it's made of rubber. I didn't know what kind of rubber it was. Have you ever held a lacrosse ball, Rob Spiewak?
I've been too busy holding other balls.
All right.
These nuts.
I think my favorite teacher was my drama teacher, Mrs. Fiedler.
Mrs. Fiedler.
And I'm still in touch with her on Facebook, which is kind of cool.
Fiedler, I hardly know her.
Fiedledees.
All right, here we go.
James Madison High School.
India rubber.
Rob, yes. What color belt does a 10th degree Dan wear with his karate garb?
A 10th degree Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Everything sounds that way today.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm a 10th degree Dan.
Well, are you? I'm guessing your belt is black.
Is it?
It is. It's black or red.
Yay, good for 20.
You would have accepted either.
A black belt.
Then that's the ones where Rob pulls him completely
layups.
Out of his ass.
Layups.
And then he'll get it. I don't think it's a layup. I think he had no idea. He just guessed.
No, it's process of elimination. If you're 10th degree of anything in karate, you've obviously gotten to the point of close to the top. So it's got to be a black belt.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that. So you did know the answer.
And
all
did you know the reason why the belt is black?
Why?
Because in days of old, the belt would get like dirty from blood and fighting. And so the darker it got, the more advanced you were in the sport. So it starts as a white belt and progresses grosser and grosser till it gets black.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. And now you know.
Anybody listen to a Wu-Tang album knows that.
All right, it's time to go to Lima, Peru vocational.
And his favorite teacher.
Oh, I have no favorite teacher.
Exactly. And no one liked him either.
You never had a teacher that made an impression on you?
I would say no. You know what? Dr. Spencer, middle school.
Okay.
He said he would look at everybody and say, "Stop being a simpleton." And I thought that was hilarious.
How'd that advice go?
Oh, stop it. He would look at me. That was great.
We'll take that one. I like that one.
Okay, Oscar, who was the first golfer to win $100,000 in 1 year?
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, right.
The golden bear, Jack Nicholson. Nicholas.
That is... That is incorrect.
Which one is incorrect?
Both answers.
Let me see. All right. First one to win
$100,000 in 1 year.
Bagger Vance?
I'm going to say Ben Hogan.
I would guess Arnold Palmer.
And Rob would be correct.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but do you know what? I would have said Nicholas first.
Really?
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, that's it's a tough answer.
All right, who was your favorite teacher, Matt Blum?
That would be Patty Zigschmidt.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. What did she teach?
English.
That's a joke.
Patty Zigschmidt?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
All right. We got a great panel
today.
Yeah, we sure do.
They're on fire.
Pony Boy, do you play any casino games?
Nothing.
No.
I don't play
All right, well then, good luck.
And just when you were in Mrs. Zigschmidt's, or what is it again?
No, you got it.
Zigschmidt's?
No, it was Cumhole. Wasn't it Cumhole?
Zigschmidt's. All right. Hey, when you were in Mrs. Zigschmidt's class, did Kip ever pick you up?
I don't even get that reference.
Because your lips hurt real bad?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
All right, Mr. Bloom.
Ask the nurse, Napoleon. I know she has like five sticks.
Can you come
They're
get
gross.
Me? Can you come and get me?
All right, Mr. Bloom, what Las Vegas casino game gives the best odds?
Mr. Bloom.
This is very easy, Mr. Bloom.
I have a new name for him.
Mr. Bloom.
It's Mr. Bloom. That's even better than Matt Bloom.
I think we're going to call him Mr. Bloom.
He's the Bloom.
Good evening, Mr. Bloom.
I expect you to die.
Mr. Bloom, an answer.
I believe that's blackjack.
No, I'm sorry. Mike, you want to take a stab at it?
I'm going to say craps.
You are correct.
Craps. And Mark?
That's the end of the round.
Now, next one, Mark, next time.
Yes, sir.
He can't remind you. You have to do it on your own.
You're right. Okay, good. I got it.
Scores, please.
Mike has 40 points on the board. Rob has 20. And Oscar and Matt are tied for the end with 0.
That's Oscar and Mr. Bloom.
Woo! Mr. Bloom.
Mr. Bloom.
Now, this is a new round here. This is the Run the Card category.
Run the Card category?
Where you will get 6 questions worth 20 points each.
Okay.
If you get all 6 of them right,
yes,
you get a 50-point bonus.
Are you able to keep that score, Zoo?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do that?
And what happens if you get only, say, 1 right?
You still run the card, and you get points 20 each, but you have to get them all right for the bonus.
I see.
This is just like on It's Academic.
Okay, I don't get it, but I'll try.
You have to get all 6 right to get the bonus.
Okay, but I can still get 20 for each
exactly.
correct answer.
Okay. There's 170 points possible in each turn.
And what's the name of the poker game?
The name of the poker game is Dr. Pepper.
Okay, I'm ready.
And you know what? Yeah. Fuck you, because these are It's Academics rules, not mine.
What was another poker game that you brought to the table?
High Chicago?
Yeah, no, High Chicago is pretty standard stuff.
Okay.
There was something like with an animal in it.
An animal?
Something like rhino or something.
Well,
like
there
that.
Was, let's see, God, what did we play? Did we play Spit in the Ocean?
I don't remember.
That's a good one.
Let's do the game.
Yes,
come on.
Here we go, Mike.
I'm ready.
Baseball.
What's the nickname of Kentucky?
The Bluegrass State.
That's correct.
Good for 20.
What British TV series inspired All in the Family?
Oh, shit. I used to know this.
It's in the credits, in the closing credits.
Oh, my God. Something like This Old House or something like that. Something about a house.
That would be a PBS show back in the day. It's actually Till Death Do Us Part.
Wouldn't have gotten it. Right. So no bonus.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. God damn it.
Mike, what courtship was called the love story of the century?
Oh, yeah, you should know this.
The love story of...
Was it one of yours?
one of them.
Prince Charles and Princess Diana.
It was actually Edward VIII and Wallace Warfield's Simpsons.
Oh, that was the lady he left the throne for.
Oh, that's right.
I'm giving up the throne for the woman I love.
And then he had his brother who took over, who was just like, it's good to be... Because
I stammer. Because I bloody well stammer.
That's no good.
Incidentally, it's time once again for a Dikembe Mutombo impression.
Oh, love it, love it, love it.
Not in my house.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know he's worth $75 million?
No. No money for you.
Impressive.
With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up!
Okay, Mike.
Yes, I'm ready.
What George Bernard Shaw play inspired My Fair Lady?
You got to get this.
Who doesn't know this?
Oscar doesn't.
I don't.
I have no fucking idea.
Pygmalion.
That's correct.
Lick it.
How do you not know that?
Yeah,
you're a theater expert.
You know, I'm not a theater expert.
An expert.
He's a theater expert.
I wouldn't even give myself that.
You have two more.
Okay, very good.
The next one, and think about this. What do...
yeah, Mike, think about it.
Don't answer too soon.
Hold on, let me try.
What do bees collect?
Jizz.
No, no.
No, no. Bees collect pollen.
They collect nectar.
Oh, fuck me, Ryan. God damn it. Dude Walker.
We're going to wrap it up with sports and leisure. What New York Mets manager asked, can't anybody here play this game?
Casey Stengel.
You are correct.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
So total of 40 points for him on that round.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, look who's paying so close attention to my point total. Look at that. Okay, he's next. Let's see if he can. This is his moment. He's thinking right now he wants to come on strong. I'm talking about Rob Spiewak and the James Madison. What is it?
Warhawks.
Warhawks. The
James Madison.
James Madison Warhawks.
You know, he's the father of the Constitution, James Madison.
That's right. He banged Dolly.
Oh, God. He fucked her all the time.
Fucked her raw.
Yeah, upside, downside.
Absolutely.
Because she wouldn't blow him.
Absolutely, but she made great candy cakes. Was that Dolly Madison?
Dolly Madison.
No, that was that's Tasty
Cakes. Tasty, what are you doing?
I'm doing her products you find in the grocery store.
I would love to have some real good evidence of how they fucked.
Oh, the Madisons. God,
the Madisons. I think it'd be a good painting. I'd donate that to my high school.
I bet doggy style.
You think?
Yeah, I bet she like bent over like the cauldron or whatever the fuck she was cooking her food.
Well, you don't want the cauldron to be too hot.
Right. Who knows?
She would bend over the settee.
Let's go. Let's continue with the game.
All right.
Please.
So now we're on to Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Rob, where is the Henry Ford Museum?
Detroit, Michigan.
I'm not going to be able to give that to you. It's Dearborn.
Oh!
And Mike?
Yes.
I've already forfeited my bonus points.
I know. So yeah. You're really not going to be able to come on that strong.
No.
You can still take the lead. Let's go.
Okay, Rob, who won the 1957 Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of Lieutenant Colonel L. Nicholson?
I know this.
Do you really?
I do.
It's super easy.
No, I don't know this. No, I don't know this.
Because I was going to guess it was Sinatra for From Here to Eternity, but it's not because he played Maggio.
It's a male.
It is a male.
White guy.
It is, I would guess. I will guess Gary Cooper.
That's not right. It's Alec Guinness.
Oh.
Bridge Over the River Kwai?
Exactly. Gotta be. Yeah, gotta be.
All right. What
did it say that in the answer, Bridge Over the River Kwai?
No, it doesn't. It just says Alec Guinness. Right.
Probably is.
It was either that or Star Wars.
And incidentally, I have a line from Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Please.
Oh, good.
It's the final line from Alec Guinness. My God, what have I done? Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
you. Wow. Amazing.
Give him 10 points for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Okay. Rob, what war did the U.S. Army commission in first black general in?
Why don't you start the question?
What war did the U.S. Army commission its first black general in?
The war of ending a sentence with a preposition. I would guess the Korean War.
No, I'm sorry. That's World War II.
Oh. Always color with you. General Jabril.
Wow.
General Little Jabril.
Not in my house. No, no, no.
And did you have... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Oscar had something. What work begins, go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence.
Is that Desiderata?
Yes, that is.
Whoa! Wow.
What?
So you have one more question?
Fair. I have two more.
Good.
Wow, he's got two more. Shit.
Rob,
shit.
What four-legged creature did a Cornell University student say would make man's best companion in space?
A pig.
No, I'm sorry. It's a goat.
Oh, fuck a goat.
I say that all the time.
I know.
Fuck a goat.
Say it.
Mm-hmm.
You do it.
And finally, what are the irons in horse racing?
Oh, yeah.
The what?
The irons.
Correct. The irons in horse racing?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the horseshoes?
No, they are the stirrups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who doesn't know that?
Oh, wow.
Woo!
How many points did he get, Zoo?
20.
20 points.
Yeah. You know what? We really shouldn't have to remind him.
I know. You should be just jumping in.
Well, it's not the end of the round. We're going all the way around, everybody getting their
Each
questions.
One of these is a round,
yeah.
though.
Really?
Each one is the round?
We ended the round after yours.
I'm the host, and I say, fuck you.
There you go.
Yeah, I like this.
I'm ready. Oh,
there goes his tooth.
Oh,
that's the end of the tooth.
That's the second time this week.
These microphones really hurt the teeth.
You know what? You need
Who runs into them as much as you?
I know I do, because you know what? Because of this shitty fucking
nightstand. Oh, yeah.
You want to say hi to Henry?
Hi there.
Hank Ritter.
Right in the rain, Hank. Right in the fucking rain, Hank. I saw your Facebook post, okay? It's fucking water.
Well, he doesn't want to get his hair wet.
Oh.
Sherwood High School is ready.
All right, Sherwood.
Come on, Hank, please. We'd love to see you there. We'd love to see you in your motorcycle, okay? Stop being such a baby. Okay.
Here we go, Sherwood.
Ready.
What sea did the Romans call Mare Nostrum?
Oh, the Red Sea.
No, that's the Mediterranean.
Oh, he sacrifices his bonus points.
Damn it.
Our audience has lost control.
Holy shit.
Please.
All right, the next question. What portrayal won Gary Cooper the 1941 Best Actor Oscar?
Oh, my God. Rob just said this.
Oh, no, he just said it wrong.
He said it. Gary Cooper. And what?
I left the show about a minute and a half ago.
Are you back?
Gary Cooper, 1941 Best Actor. Who did he portray?
Oh.
I know this, and it's a real guy.
A general.
No.
No, it's Sergeant York.
Oh, I was close.
Sergeant Alvin York.
Oh, I should know that. Next question.
Okay, I may pronounce this last name wrong. Let's see.
Bet on it.
What did Ronald Amundsen reach first?
The tip of Mount Everest.
No, that's the South Pole.
Oh.
Sorry, Oscar.
Close.
No points there.
Oscar.
Oscar.
Fucked up.
Who penned Neither a Borrower Nor a Lender Be?
John Hancock.
No, that's William Shakespeare.
No, that's what you do when you go to those porn sites.
I do.
You're John Hancock.
What?
Frank and Weenie.
All right, we have two more for Oscar.
Here's the answer.
I can't wait.
Oh, man, what a baby.
Please.
What constellation contains the twins Castor and Pollux?
Oh, that's tough. The Big Dipper.
No, that would be Gemini.
Oh, sorry. Next?
I'm sorry, I'm very distracted.
Give him a buzz, he got it wrong.
We just got to mow through.
Oh, sorry. Turn up six. They got to get the proper buzz. There we are, thank you.
That was terrific.
Final question. Ooh. Who was the first person inducted into the U.S. Swimming Hall of Fame?
Oh,
hint, he's in this room.
Man, what are you gonna do? I know some great
swimmers.
Right on two
wheels. What are you going to do, rattle around your garage all day?
You know, if the rain really comes down, he could hang in your crib.
It's not Greg Louganis.
No.
It's not Michael Phelps. He's after the fact. Oh, wow. Can I get a hint?
No. Sorry.
Ooh, jeez.
We need your answer.
Yes, answer, please. 3 seconds.
I'm just going to say Michael Phelps. That's all I have.
No, the answer is Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh, Tarzan.
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 Yeah,
is that the final?
That's the final.
No bonus points.
Scoring update, please.
Zero.
Not yet.
Oh,
so
zero.
Oscar didn't get any points in his little round there?
No.
All right, but Pony's got a chance to get some.
I should get points for fighting through all that cackling.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not.
There's a moment on the bonus hour that I'm going to cherish
for
a very, very long time. And now it's time for Pony and W.T. Woodson.
Mr. Bloom.
Hello.
Here we go, Mr. Bloom. Which hemisphere has more countries, the northern or the southern?
I think... The northern?
That is correct.
Oh boy. His bonus points are still intact.
He has a chance for 50 points and the lead.
And now, what movie established Humphrey Bogart as a tough guy?
You got this.
No, he doesn't.
The only movie I know he was in is Casablanca.
Okay, no, the answer is the Petrified Forest.
You know what? That was still a noble answer.
And I'm glad that you're answering now.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you.
Right.
You're doing so much better, Mr. Bloom.
Than you.
But you've lost your bonus
points.
God
damn it.
I know.
Who's the idol of the German organization of non-commercial supporters of Donaldism?
Adolf Hitler.
No, I'm sorry.
That
would be Donald Duck.
Really?
That's correct.
I hate these shtick questions.
Yeah, I do. I'm with you. Any game show, when they put in a shtick question, it sucks ass.
Mm. Sorry, I thought it was great. Fellas. All right, next one. What best-selling 1969 sex spoof had a different author for every chapter?
You say sex spoof?
I did indeed.
Give me that one again. I want to hear that question again.
What best-selling 1969 sex spoof had a different author for every chapter?
I think I know this, actually.
Mad Libs?
Did it become a movie?
I'm not giving any hints.
You see, that's why he's a great host.
This one. I have no
idea. He can't take the one. You have to either say
answer something.
I don't know. I mean, a Playboy. I mean, for God's sake, I have no
idea.
Oh,
that was close, though. Hello.
Is it everything you wanted to know about sex but was afraid to ask?
No, I'm sorry, Rob. The answer is
whatever.
National Lampoon's.
Naked Came the Stranger.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How many more does he have?
Sometimes
two
twice.
More.
Two more, Matt right, Bloom.
What's a California long white?
Ooh.
California long white.
Geez. A tree?
No, I'm sorry. It's a potato.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was a surfboard.
Wow.
And okay. To close out this round,
I thought it was Arnold Schwarzenegger's dick.
Because he used it to get that lady pregnant.
There you go.
That's right.
What hockey player was Sports Illustrated's Sportsman of the Year for 1970?
Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
No, I'm sorry. Do
you know what? You don't know the answer to this?
I don't know anything
about
sports.
It's fucking Bobby Orr.
That's correct.
Yeah, who doesn't know that? I didn't know that.
And, gentlemen, that's the end of the round.
Yeah!
What's our score, Zoo?
Matt got 20. Mike is with the lead at 80. And Rob has 40 points.
That means Oscar has zero.
Bagel. We're back to the round robin now. What is our category, Mark? And point tickets? I'm sorry. Questions now worth 30 points.
Oh, okay. So anybody can win.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go with entertainment.
And incorrect answers, you penalize 10 points.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you get knocked off. So you can subtract and add.
Yes.
Well, yes, you can lose.
All right, Mike.
Glastonbury High School on the Tomahawks.
Hold on a second. Hold on to a question.
Is this six in a row?
No, this is round robin
around the room.
And what's our category or mark?
Entertainment.
Good. Thank you.
Lay it on me.
Mike, what film made Hattie McDaniel the first...
Hattie McDaniel.
And it's Hattie McDaniel. But other than that...
What film made Hattie McDaniel the first black... to win an Oscar.
Why are you laughing at that?
I can't believe the question.
Yeah, what edition is this from? 1972?
Because the question's reads in such a
Where's the box?
Way.
Oh my God, that is
it's
old
ancient.
Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, first no, it isn't.
First edition Trivial Pursuit.
Let me look at the bottom. It's not first. This is the Trivial Pursuit South African edition. Hey, which Blick was the one that was doing
Mike,
the baby reading?
Can I just add something?
Yes.
The fact that we're using that edition is the same edition he's used his entire life. By he, I mean Rob Spiewak. That's how he's so good at this.
That's why I'm coming in second? Fuck you?
No, but that's why he knows most of these answers.
Well, for the next game, we have to update our
editions.
Update
that shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest, I found this in the bottom of a trunk a couple months ago. I hadn't touched it since it came out in, what, was that like 82?
How many times did you play it then?
A couple times.
But here's the good answer. It's Gone with the Wind.
And you are correct.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
She played Mammy.
Mammy.
Good for 30 points.
God.
All right, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Oh, I can't give you this one.
Of course not.
Whose friend is Fred Flintstone, his best friend?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Bullshit.
That is pony. That is bullshit.
All right, then give me another one. I don't want these.
No,
you're already yelling.
No.
Luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw is luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Bernard Rubble.
There we go.
Yes.
Bernard Rubble.
And you know what he did? Fucked Betty, but couldn't get her pregnant, so they had to adopt Bam Bam, who was very strong.
He was.
But even though she was barren, her womb was barren, Mike, but he fucked her.
And Bam Bam was a really cute baby.
Oscar.
Yes. Sherwood High School, representing.
Who portrayed Dracula in Hammer Studios films?
Oh, I'm never going to know this, but I'll say Al Pacino.
No, I'm sorry. It's Christopher Lee.
And you know what? This is exciting. Something you very seldom see on a game show. Negative points.
Oh, man, that's right. He's got negative 10 now.
Negative 10, baby. That's how I roll.
He's proud of it.
Yeah, of course. He loves being here. He's not a baby about it.
It's time for Mr. Bloom.
Mr. Bloom?
Yeah.
What's the actress's name who played Alice Cramden from The Honeymooners?
Whoa, don't hurt yourself.
You're familiar with the show, yes?
I'm familiar,
Tina,
but
eat the
I
food.
Have no idea.
Eat the food, Tina.
You fat lard.
Tina!
No, I'm sorry. It's Audrey Meadows.
Man,
you know what, gentlemen? Wait. That's the end of the round.
See, I would have said Jane Meadows.
No, Jane Meadows is Mrs. Steve Allen.
That's right.
They're sisters.
Audrey Meadows.
And you know, Audrey actually, I think, prettier, but they made her ugly for the show.
Who do you think was a better lay?
No, Jackie Gleason. Once you found it.
Score update, Zoolander.
We have Mike O'Mara in the lead with 110 points.
Oh.
We have Rob Spiewak coming in second with 70.
On your tail.
Oscar Santana has negative 10. And Ponyboy has positive 10.
Positive 10.
That's nice.
Ooh, yeah.
Very good. Right.
What's our category for another round robin?
We're going to go with American Leisure.
Arts and Leisure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Arts and Leisure. I was... Yeah, you're right. Mike?
Why you're right.
Marijuana causes reading comprehension levels to decrease exponentially.
No, they give you just initials, so that's why I just jumped the gun and said American instead of
Very
arts.
Good. I understand.
What sport, Mike, was Love Story's Oliver a letterman in?
Oh, fuck Ooh. Me.
Mike.
You know this.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
I'm gonna say crew.
No, I'm sorry. It's hockey.
Oh God!
Wow!
And I get 10 taken off.
Yeah, that's a deduct.
Oh, that sucks.
Fail.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. I know you're disappointed.
It's Ryan O'Neill.
I know Ryan O'Neill.
And old. Oh, and you know what? Old Snotnosed.
And Ally McGraw, who's one of the great pieces of ass of film.
But Snotnosed.
Snot.
That's what what's his name calls her in that movie. The kid stays in the picture.
Oh, that's right. Robert Evans said, "Yeah, there's little Snotnosed."
They're all garbage cans.
But he banged her.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
But good.
Rob, do you know who created Winnie the Pooh?
A.A. Milne.
Yes, you're correct.
Oh, God damn it, he's coming on
boo.
Strong.
Yeah.
All right, now, Oscar, how about getting into positive territory?
Yeah, I would like to.
As a matter of fact, it's a bonus round. Let's offer him double points on this. This is a 60-point question.
This isn't a young man's game.
Well, how does he get a 60-point question if we only got a 30-point question?
Because I'm just playing the odds.
Okay, very good.
60 points.
Oh, here we go.
I motherfuck right. you guys now.
That's good.
Yeah, it'll be good.
All right, Oscar, how many reindeer pull Santa's sleigh?
Oh, yeah, 9.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it's 8, because Rudolph is not an official.
Oh, motherfuckers. Rudolph is in everything. They can't see their way without his nose.
Is that minus 20 for him now?
No, it's just minus 10. All How right. many times has a question about Santa Claus resulted in someone screaming, motherfucker?
I know. It's unfortunate. Now, Pony, I have faith in you. Do you want to give Pony a 60-point bonus question?
Nope.
No handicapping. Mr. Bloom, take it.
All right, here we go. What Shakespeare play begins... If music be the food of love, play on.
Ooh, I only know like a couple, so I'm just gonna go with Othello.
I'm sorry, it's the Twelfth Night.
Oh, of course it's the Twelfth Night. And
that's the end of the round.
I should have had that reindeer question.
Now, we're going down to the last 10 minutes. Is there anything that changes in its academic when it's the last 10
minutes
of the game?
I'm going to give you an option, right. But I don't think it's good for us. We can do a ring-in category. But we'd have to just say our name when we rang
nah.
in.
I think that changes the... Do they ever do that on its
yeah,
academic?
That's the final round on its academic.
Well, then technically we do have to do that.
All right, then we shall.
And so if we have the answer, we go, Mike.
Yeah, well, I don't. I would say Rob.
And Oscar would say Oscar.
Yeah. Right.
And what would you say?
Mr. Bloom.
Perfect.
Very good.
What do I say about the turtle head?
Oh, don't worry. We got the end in sight. So
are you capping?
Oh,
that's not here, though,
that's
right?
It's like National Geographic.
Not here?
Right now.
Not here. He's the only one that violates that rule.
You know, it's like prairie dogs.
Yeah. It's always Friday with him, too.
Yeah. Well, I got offload.
He's probably had a big Thursday night. What'd you have for dinner last night?
Oh, we barbecued.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, God. So fucking nasty. All right, we're ready. And
okay,
now
for the ring in, we're going to do the same scoring, 30 up and minus 10 for a miss. Okay. And what are the current scores?
Right now we have a tie between Mike and Rob at 100 points.
How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, you lost points.
Oh, that's you right.
You got 30 and I got 10.
Yeah.
And you had 80 and I had 110.
That's right. Now, this is not you can't steal on this.
Right.
You can ring in, and as soon as you ring in, he stops reading the question.
Okay.
So if you think you know where he's headed, you have an advantage to ring in.
Very good.
But you're going to stop getting information.
All right, here we go.
So this is for everyone.
Yeah, let's test our buzzers.
All right, let's go. Well, Mike.
Rob.
Oscar.
Miss the Bloom.
Okay, that was worth it.
I was hoping that would go sort of like that.
Miss the Bloom.
That's funny.
All right, students.
Oh, and random categories for the
That's correct.
For your discretion.
This is exciting.
What do you have to pick to win a daily double?
Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
The winning horses in two consecutive races.
The winners of the first and second race, I can't give that to you because it's not consecutive.
Minus 10 points.
Specifically,
India rubber motherfucker.
Minus 10 points. Don't jump the gun, man.
Very exciting.
All right. What mythical figure carries an
Oscar.
Yes.
If you say wizard, I'm leaving right now.
No. A unicorn.
No, I'm sorry.
Finish the question, please.
What mythical figure carries an hourglass and a Sith?
Scythe.
Oh, I know what this is.
Well, we don't. I mean, the answer is it's the Father Time.
Yeah, that is correct.
But we're not. But we don't
we
get
don't
points.
Get,
I
don't
just
get
wanted
points for that.
Just wanted to reveal it for the listener.
Nice to try, though. I'm glad you're playing.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay, let's see. What was the first film and only silent movie to win the Best Picture?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Birth of a Nation.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's Wings, Mike. It's Wings.
That's correct.
Fuck me, Ryan.
That's minus 10 for Mike O'Mara.
That means we're still tied.
From Glastonbury Correctional Institute.
Yay.
Fighting inmates.
All right, students.
The fighting inmates.
Rah, rah, rah. Here's my shiv.
What film featured the search for the perfect wave?
Rob.
Oscar. Fuck.
Rob, that was Rob?
The Endless Summer or Endless Summer.
The Endless Summer is correct.
Oh, he's right. Motherfucker, how many points did he get?
30 for 30. That.
Asshole!
I was going to say Blue Crush.
Also good. You know, it's my father's favorite movie of all time.
Endless Summer?
Horny Bob Spiewak loves it.
Oh, man, that sucks.
You're really upset.
All right. What direction do the best surfing beaches face?
Oscar.
Yes, Oscar.
North.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
North Shore? Nothing?
The answer is west.
West. Oh, like boo. California.
California. Hey, it's the California. Did you get Ana La Cienega? Move up to 5 and then whatever. Okay.
Did you see the one with Kristen Wiig?
No.
It might have been the best one because now they've gotten to where they take a long pause before they talk. And they go, what are you doing here? What are our points, Eric?
We have Mike with 90, Rob with 120, Oscar with negative 40, and Mr. Bloom with 0.
Breaking even.
Here we go. And we're still ringing in?
Yes.
Okay, very
all
good.
All right, guys. What good little witch is Casper's girlfriend?
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
Winnie?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's expensive.
There you go.
Keep on trying, baby.
The answer was Wendy.
Oh,
Wendy.
Oh that's slut.
Very good.
Yeah, with
all right. How many layers of tobacco are there in a handmade cigar?
I have no idea.
Anyone?
I'm going to go with
you
Oscar.
You got
yes.
3.
You're right.
Yeah! Oh!
Good for 30.
Wow.
Bring it.
All right. Let's see. What
we have.
What?
I haven't.
What cathedral were Prince Charles and Lady Diana married in?
I got it. Mike.
Oscar. Said, I heard Oscar first.
Oscar said it first.
Excited much?
St. Augustine.
No, you're incorrect.
Westminster Abbey.
No, it's St. Paul's Cathedral.
Glad I didn't be.
Oh, look
at that.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't ring in.
Yay.
All right.
My name is Mike. What'd you say?
I think I said, I got it.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I got all spazzed and then
my
I had it wrong.
My name is Mike.
Take care away.
So funny. Asshole.
What? Gentlemen,
yes.
What 1965 film had Jack Lemmon portraying a cartoonist?
Ooh.
Anyone?
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
The Fortune Cookie.
No, I'm sorry.
Ah!
It's How to Murder Your Wife.
Ah, didn't know that one.
Mm. Oh, I thought it was a documentary. I rented it twice.
That's the instructional video.
This damn thing won't play.
Right. Next. Okay, here we go.
5 minutes left in the game, boys.
What European city is Karl Marx buried in?
Oscar.
Yes.
Prague.
No, I'm sorry.
Is it St. Petersburg?
The answer is London.
Oh.
Wow, we need a buzzer.
Oh, sorry about that.
I wouldn't have guessed
that. But don't take points off. That was the second one. No. Either.
Did you see his grave? You were just in Europe?
No.
No, thank you.
Did not make it to London.
What was the most interesting thing you saw in Europe, Zoolander?
The women in Prague.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a big agree with that one.
Fluts.
Lucky Rob.
Here we go. What's the name of the winged horse of Greek?
I got it,
Oscar.
Mike.
I got it,
Oscar.
Mike.
I said Oscar first.
You said I got it again, so
God
I
God damn
Oscar.
It, Mike. Just say
Pegasus.
Your fucking...
You're right.
Hey! Woo! He's got to be close. He's got to be close to positive points.
Zero.
And that's the end of the round.
Well, no, it's just a point update.
How many
but
points
I like the
zero?
Air on that side.
Yeah. So we have close game going.
I'm not going to say a word.
Mike has 90. Rob has 100. Oscar has 0. And Mr. Bloom has 0 as well.
Okay. Nice. All right. So we've got really 3 minutes left.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's exciting.
That's enough
it?
Time Very for exciting. 6 questions.
Yes.
If that.
Here we go. What's the unit of measure for a racehorse's height?
Rob.
Yes.
Hands.
You're right.
Yes. There you go.
Oh.
I knew that, too. Damn it.
Ham hands.
Oscar's all about hands.
I just wasn't fast enough.
I got it, Mike O'Mara.
I panicked. That's why I never tested well.
All right, here we go. What two cities were destroyed in the novel Failsafe?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Moscow and New York City.
You are correct.
Excellent. On your heels, Spiewak. On your heels.
Not the first time you said it.
How many tons of gem diamonds are mined every year?
Ooh.
How many tons?
Nobody knows the
Oscar.
Answer.
You want me to give it to him?
Yeah, he wants it.
100.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is 2.
Two
tons.
Only 2 tons?
Only 2 tons.
I would have thought it was more than that.
One of the tons is going to end up on Shannon's finger. I'm kidding, of course.
Q-Z.
They'll never marry.
Okay, here we go.
Zirconia.
What movie told Anna Anderson's claim to be a Russian czar? I'm sorry, a Russian.
Oscar!
Yes?
Anastasia.
You're correct.
Oh! Wow.
It's a Russian czar.
See, if you'd paid attention from the very beginning, you might be in the game.
Come on.
I saw the dirty version of that. Anastasia.
No, it's Analstasia.
God.
Wow, nothing.
What does...
Everyone's like, yeah.
I thought it was great.
Everyone's like, we saw that one.
Analstasia. Yeah.
What does a barometer measure?
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
Air pressure. Atmospheric pressure.
Yeah, you're wrong. I'm sorry. It's atmospheric. I corrected myself
before you said it.
No, you
the buzzer went off.
You have to subtract.
You fucked me on the Daily Double. Come on. You're killing me.
All right. What U.S. general was known as Old Blood and Guts?
Oscar.
Yes.
General Patton.
You're correct.
Oh, Thank you. My God. Well, you know what? We need a last-minute scoring update because I think the complexion of the game has changed.
It's now tan.
We have a tie.
Okay.
Between Mike and Rob with 120 points each.
Oh,
wow.
Oscar has 50 points up from negative 40 at one point.
Incredible.
So in many ways, Oscar's already won.
Right.
What about Mr. Bloom?
Mr. Bloom has 0 points.
Come on. Step up, boy.
I haven't lost any money.
All right. Very good.
As we enter the conclusion of the game, Mike, how many more questions do you think?
10.
We have time for one more question.
Just one.
One really? More question.
Can the game end in a tie?
Yes, it can.
All right.
Yes.
No, it can't.
Okay, here we go.
Someone's got to win.
He's right.
Technically, we will end the game with the last correct answer.
Okay.
Or the next correct
the
answer.
The next correct answer.
Okay. All right, here we go. What trophy goes to the outstanding U.S. college football player of the year?
Oscar.
I heard Rob first.
The Heisman Trophy.
You are correct.
Rob has done it again.
Oh, yeah! I could have had 80 points and then in the next one and beat all of you.
You son of a bitch. You've done it again.
And thank God I won on a sports question.
Bastard.
I love sports games.
You fucked
That's
up,
it.
Mike.
We got to get out of here. That was the bonus hour. It's academic. I like the way it worked.
Yeah,
I
did
too. It was fun. I like questions.
And Zoolander, thanks for coming in and keeping
no
score.
He's the
best.
Buddy.
Mark Ronick, thank you very much for helping out with the hosting duties.
Thank Woo! You.
Mr. Bloom, thanks for breaking your cherry on the Mike O'Mara bonus
thank
hour.
Thank you.
And thanks to all the contestants and all the people that participated by listening, including Hank Reuter, who we want to drive on his motorcycle on 2 wheels tomorrow.
In the rain.
Absolutely. Don't be a baby, Hank. That's it for the bonus hour. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long and S&D, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.